11 minutes after 4 o'clock, hour number 2 of Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL with me, Andy Bulbarch, and Matt Douglas. 2 days away from the start of the Major League Baseball season. It'll be opening day for some, but it'll be opening late night for us Indians fans who have to wait until 10 o'clock at night for the Tribe to get underway against the Seattle Mariners. We will, of course, have that for you here on AM 930 WEOL. I may need a couple of extra cups of coffee to get me through that, but you can bet your bottom dollar I will watch every last pitch of that game. Will you stay awake?
Yeah, I'll probably check out most of that one. They were in Texas last year to start the season off, right? I mean, that's an hour behind.
They played that game earlier, I thought, though. I don't think they played
at
10.
It was later than normal, though, I thought. I thought it was like an 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock start time. I guess it's not that late, but still. Well, yes, I'll be checking it out.
All right.
Right now, the Blue Jackets are in Western Canada anyway, so this will be a late night.
I'm calling you on that. I'm going to text you to make sure you're awake.
Okay.
Just to see.
All right. I'll be up.
Well, we know that Margaret Reardon will be awake, and she will be watching that game just like the rest of us. Margaret is our guest here for the Baseball Heritage Museum. Margaret, thank you so much for joining us. How are you?
My pleasure.
You'll be awake for that, right? You'll be watching that Indians game on Thursday night?
Yes.
All
right. We'll miss it.
You going to throw a watch?
That's what naps are for.
Yeah. You going to throw a watch party or something, Bull?
you know what? I'd invite you guys if I was throwing a watch party. I don't know who else would be awake for that. That's the thing. It's so late at night. And, I mean, I guess the question is, I think everybody will be awake to see the beginning of it. Mm-hmm. The question is, will you be awake to see the end of it? That's the bigger question here, but regardless of when the Indians begin or end, Margaret, you guys have a lot of wonderful events coming up at the Baseball Heritage Museum. Picking up steam with the start of the season is just a couple of days away. You guys have a couple of cool events that you're hosting on April 14th in honor of Jackie Robinson. What are those events?
Mm-hmm. Well, Jackie Robinson Day is traditionally April 15th, which is Sunday, and that is the day where all the major league players wear number 42 in salute to Jackie Robinson's number, and we're getting the celebration started a day early. We are from 12 to 2, we're having a family-friendly open house type of event where people can come and kids can do crafts or kids at heart can do crafts. We'll talk a little bit about Jackie just as you tour the museum. And at 1 o'clock, we have a presentation called Jackie Robinson Behind the Microphone. I don't know how many people know his post-baseball career, but in 1965, he became the first African-American announcer on a Major League Baseball program. It was ABC. And later in his life, he had a program on WRCA AM in New York. That was in 1960. So he was very active after he left the field. He was also very active in civil rights. He was very close to Dr. King. So we're going to spend the 2 days before Jackie Robinson Day just celebrating his legacy.
Now, getting back to the time that he spent on the air, I thought that was very, very interesting because, you know, I actually did a bunch of school reports in middle school on Jackie Robinson, and I never uncovered the fact that he was actually on the air as often as he was after his playing days. Just so much power behind that, given the social climate back in the 60s. What was the message that he conveyed when he was on the air? What kinds of things was he doing when he wasn't talking about baseball?
You know, that's a question that I don't think I have the answer to. I think it will be answered the day of the program. The presenters for the program are Morris Eckhouse, who is our baseball historian, and Joe Gazzo. And I'm sure they can give you the real answer to that. My take on it is that probably because he did become so active in the social climate of the country at the time, I would think that there had to be some reflection in his reporting, but I can't say that with any certainty. That's just my own personal opinion. I do know that there was a quote that I found that something he said to Hank Aaron was, "It's what you do after you leave the baseball field that's really important." So I'm not really sure I'm answering your question because I don't know the answer, but I think the program is going to reveal all of that to us.
Well, and that will all be discussed at 2 o'clock when you guys have that special. I'm sorry, at 1 o'clock. It's a one-hour program, goes from 1 to 2.
Right. Yes, and then at 2 o'clock, we have a story time for families and kids. We're tentatively going to read excerpts from a book called The Hero Two Doors Down, which was written by Sharon Robinson, Jackie's daughter. So we'll have a whole afternoon of celebrating number 42's legacy.
Well, and I was going to get to that. The Hero Two Doors Down, you mentioned this is a book that was written by his daughter, Sharon Robinson, celebrating the 71st anniversary of his Major League debut. Now, this is a giveaway courtesy of the Cleveland Kids Book Bank. Talk about the partnership there and how this came about.
Cleveland Kids Book Bank has been very good to us. Back in the fall, we started incorporating a literacy component into all of our programming, and it works out because our tagline is their stories and the way it happened, so it's perfect that we can have, you know, actual storytelling and actual books incorporated into whatever programming we do. Kids Book Bank has donated to every event. They donated to our Halloween event. They donated at Christmas. They donated it for MLK Day, and they gave us, I believe, 15 copies of, I don't think they're all The Hero Two Doors Down, but there's a number of different titles all relating to Jackie Robinson. So we're very grateful for that, and we're only going to take that partnership into the future.
Margaret Reardon with the Baseball Heritage Museum is our guest here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Before all of the Jackie Robinson Day festivities, there's also going to be a spring author event for you guys on April the 12th from 6:30 to 7:30. What's this one all about?
That is the author of the Jewish Baseball Card Book. It's a gentleman named Bob Bleschler who's coming up from South Carolina. And it is the definitive coffee table book on Jewish baseball cards and also Jewish players and their cards, but also the history of baseball cards, because as he researched it, he realized that there was so much more than just telling the story of the 162. There have been 162 Jewish baseball players who played in Major League Baseball from, I believe, the late 1800s up till 2016. So the book has a replica of every one of those cards, and it also has a lot of photographs on Jewish umpires, broadcasters, other people related to the game. And it also gives you a good sense of the whole evolution of the baseball card world. I don't think kids today don't realize what an important thing baseball cards were back in the day, as far as collectibles and things like that. But it's a beautiful, really a beautiful book, and it gives you a sense of what the baseball card can tell you about the sport. So even if you have not an interest in Jewish baseball cards, you will definitely enjoy the program. It's going to be quite entertaining and free.
Well, and I think it's always fascinating when you take a look back at baseball cards like 20, 25 years ago. I was a big collector. I used to love those things. Every Saturday afternoon, I would go to a card and coin shop where you could buy these bad boys, see how much they were worth the second you brought them out of the package. So it's you're right. I don't think kids today really have an understanding as to just how important those things used to be. So that should be a heck of a lot of fun.
It's going to be great.
And you guys also, on that Sunday, on the actual Jackie Robinson Day, you've got a junior home run derby contest.
We have a lot going on. Yeah, that is sponsored by Major League Baseball. It's a free event. It's open to boys and girls 14 and under. And basically, you just come and you try and hit a home run not over the right field fence where Babe Ruth hit. We do bring it in a little bit for the younger kids. But it's a free competition, and the winners from they're being held all over the country for the next few months, and the winners from our event will go to a regional competition, who will then go to another regional competition, and ultimately the winners will play in the Major League Baseball Home Run Derby that happens during All-Star Week. There is the Major League players have a Home Run Derby, so this is the Junior Home Run Derby, so that's very exciting, and that is free and open to anybody 14 and under.
Now, is that's still an open process? You guys are still accepting participants?
Mm-hmm. Right. All of our registration for all of our programs, including the Home Run Derby, are on our website. The links are on our website, www.baseballheritagemuseum.org. And everything is open.
Yeah. As I understand it, they're to email you if they would like to participate in that Junior Home Run Derby as well.
Okay. They can do that as well.
Very cool stuff. Well, I know we're all ready to rock and roll for this Major League Baseball season, just a couple of days away from getting going. Margaret, before we let you go, what are your thoughts on this year's Indians team?
All the way. We're going all the way this year.
Let's hope.
Yes, and we're kicking off the season on Indians opening day, which is Friday, April 6th. We'll be open 11 to 3. So everyone come visit us, get in the mood, and you'll have plenty of time to get to the game.
Very good stuff. Sounds like a heck of a plan. Let's just hope that the weather decides to cooperate with us as well and we get sunshine and somewhere in the area of 50 to 60 degrees. That would be perfect.
That would be dreamy, wouldn't it?
Yes. I'll put my order in right now and tell Old Man Winter to take a nap that day. That way it doesn't ruin anybody's plans.
Right. I'm just hoping for sun. I mean, sun will take the edge off the temperature, but I know that whatever the temperature, we're all ready for baseball.
Yes, we certainly are. Margaret, thank you so much for spending some time with us as always. We appreciate it.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Thank you. Again, that's Margaret Reardon with Baseball's Heritage Museum. The Baseball Heritage Museum with so many cool events coming up here, talking about some of those with Margaret, the events they have going on and around Jackie Robinson Day as well, and a lot of other cool events happening.